and even the praying has been so powerful and so amazing. This is from Genesis 12. I'm picking up at verse 1. And I want you to try to put yourself into this passage, and it may be a stretch, but God is speaking to Abraham, and he says, "Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." If you look in Galatians, I'm going to have you stand for just one more reading. Galatians chapter 3, picking up at verse number 7. "Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham. So then they which be of faith are blessed." I feel directed of the Lord to try to impact you with this simple thought that if you are full of faith today, and I don't mean that you feel like you're on the mountaintop of faith, but you just have enough faith to know that you are saved because of Calvary, and I believe that's a lot of us here today. You are saved because of the blood that, if you've got enough faith to believe that Jesus Christ has saved you from your sins, could you just wave your hand just a little bit? That's a whole lot of people. Thank you so much. If you've got that much faith, then you are blessed with the blessing that was upon Abraham. And specifically, he was blessed to be a blessing. And so I want you to pray in just a few moments here, because some of you are fighting some things, some of you are battling some things, and I want you to know maybe your battle is different than mine, maybe your fight is different than mine, but the reason why you are battling is because you are blessed to be a blessing. And if the enemy of your soul can keep you from being a blessing, then there's a whole lot of people that are not going to receive what God has for them, because he was able to cut short the process and plan of God by attacking you. And yet I believe the atmosphere is right in this service for you to say, "I have been blessed to be a blessing. And I may not have as much faith as some people, but I know that Jesus died for my sins. I know that he has saved me by his blood. And so I am blessed to be a blessing." How I want you to pray right now, and I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to begin to speak directly regarding a battle that you're fighting in your life. It may be physical, it may be spiritual, it may involve just you, or it may involve your family. I want you to close your eyes tight, and in your own words, I want you to say, "Lord Jesus, I believe that you died for me." Go ahead and pray that way in your own words. "Lord Jesus, I believe your blood was shed so that I could be free from my sin and free from the attack of the enemy. And Lord, I confess right now that in this specific area of my life, or I am in a battle for my marriage, or I am in a battle for my children, I am in a battle for even my livelihood, whatever the case may be, I also know that I am blessed to be a blessing. And by the authority of the devourer that wants to steal and kill my blessing, I rebuke this by the authority of the word of God and by the power that is in the name of Jesus. Right now, I plead the blood of Jesus over my family. I plead the blood of Jesus. Come on, whatever it is, I plead the blood of Jesus over my children. Come on, you fill in the blank right now in the name of Jesus. But I stand to confess I am blessed to be a blessing and the reef from being a blessing. But I stand as a testimony that no weapon for you begin to claim the victory that is yours in Jesus' name. Marriage, it's victory for my relationships. It's victory for my children. Now as you clap your hands, would you lift your voice and shout, "Blessed to be a blessing. I am blessed to be a blessing. I will not be defeated. I will not be defeated. Hallelujah. Now, if you're a sister, link up with another sister. And I want you to prophesy. Whoever has attacked his family or whatever has attacked his health, in the name of ministry will be blessed. This family will be blessed. Come on, would you right now, by the authority of the word of God, by the power that is involved in what the Lord is doing, you can receive the miracle that God has. In Jesus' name. God is moving so powerfully. I don't want to speak against the prayer. And I do believe God can bless us indeed. He can enlarge our coast. But the blessing that is in this atmosphere right now is not the word of God. This is not about you crawling into your prayer closet and just praying for yourself. It is not a me, myself, and mine blessing. God said, earth be blessed. So we're not going to limit our prayer right now to just our own. The devil's been attacking me because he knows I'm supposed to be a blessing in my neighborhood, and this is not a need. Influence will be blessed because I've been blessed. Because I've been blessed. Would you raise both of your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, every family I can influence can be blessed. So every co-worker can be blessed in the name of Jesus. And by the let it be so. Let it be so. You just pray in the spirit right now. Would you just pray in the spirit right now? Oh, you would just pray until the spirit takes over your prayer, right? The Holy Ghost take over. If it's at all possible, please don't speak in it. Let the Holy Ghost take over. Would you let the Spirit of God take over? Just about done, but I've been in the Bible. Amen. I've been in the Bible. I don't think I've said anything. He that be of faith, the blessing of Abraham is passed upon them. Got even a little bit of faith, but it's in a big God. It's in Jesus Christ, and I'm a friend of God. And the blessing of Abraham was so profound and so powerful, lost and ready for judgment. He said, how can I hide this from my friend? There was something about Abraham that would intercede for that city. That lot. And some of you know enough of your Bible to know that the city was lost, but you know what? Family. So I don't think it was a total loss, because as soon as they're bad, Abraham, it's getting worse. Abraham, judgment was coming. Lost the city, but he won his family. What I'd like for you to do right now is blessing of Abraham to be so powerful in my life that you will literally, so that somebody can be rescued from judgment, so that somebody of God. And then while you're praying that way for Winston-Salem or for the sake of God, I want to win my city, but at least let me have my family. I want to reach my world, but at least let me see my... Four time, would you claim the blessing of Abraham? Would you could have tell me how to pray? You're going to lead me in intercession or for a nation or for a world at the very least. Come on, just for a few more moments. Could you let there be a groan from your spirit for lost people, for lost cities, for lost nations? Your heart is broken for what breaks the heart of God, that somebody's face, yet here I am, God, as one of your friends, blessed as Abraham. God, save our city. God, bring revival to our nation. Be my family. Make it, Lord. Confirm your word in my heart right now. And for our guest especially, Lord, by your Lord, your love and presence to every guest that is here right now. God, confirm your word individually, Lord, in the hearts and minds of people. Let it happen right now, right where you are with your eyes closed, tight of your soul, where you need a confirmation. I am blessed to be a blessing. Being in the holy place today, and God, I want to leave with this atmosphere like a river in the deep part of my life. Come on, in these last few moments, would you burn your word for my life, Lord, right in the deep part of my soul, God. That you have ordered me, are leading me by your spirit to be a blessing.